Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When we think of monuments, we probably imagine a combination of art and architecture meant to commemorate people or events. Alex Redding, the Fannie Peabody Professor of Music at Harvard University, explains how composers have created musical monuments that also stand the test of time.
Can music be monumental? We usually think of monuments as statues of great historical figures we look up to, figuratively and literally. These statues impress us with their overwhelming size and their sublime grandeur. They fulfill both a commemorative and an aesthetic function, reminding us of the past and inspiring us to strive for similar greatness in the future. If music attempts to be monumental, it faces a problem, because it only exists in the moment. It lacks the longevity of marble and bronze. But music can achieve monumental effects instead by accessing the aesthetic forces that underlie our experience of the sublime. We all know this from film scores and their powerful emotional effects. Music's monumental power has much to do with its sound, with loudness and instrumentation. Take this example. In 1845, the musician Franz Liszt was given the task of composing a festival cantata for the unveiling of a statue of Beethoven. Writing a composition in honor of the great composer was risky. Liszt knew his composition was inevitably going to be compared with the dead master. He came up with an ingenious plan. He took a quotation from Beethoven's Archduke Trio and scored it for grand orchestra and chorus to the thundering words, "Hail, hail, Beethoven." The message was loud and clear. Liszt had used Beethoven's music to create a musical monument of Beethoven himself. Understanding musical monumentality alerts us to the power of music to move us and persuade us, to highlight an event as historical, and to preserve it in our collective memory.
That was Harvard University's Alex Redding. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.